Already, as troops have stormed in, the worst fears of a bloodbath are being realised.
In June 1984, Indian troops led by Lieutenant General Brar raided the Golden Temple in Amritsar. It outraged Sikhs across the world. They accused the army of desecrating the faith's holiest shrine. At a Gurdwara in London, Amarjeet Singh Dhillon, now in his 60s, remembers the moment he first heard news of the raid.
It couldn't have hurt me that much if my own family member, say for instance my mom and dad died when I heard the news. One of the holiest shrines was attacked, and before the attack a lot of innocent people were killed, and it scarred me the rest of my life.
According to the Indian government, about 400 people were killed, including 87 soldiers. Sikh groups dispute this figure. They say thousands died, including a large number of pilgrims who were there for an important religious festival. Operation Blue Star led to the assassination of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi when her bodyguards gunned her down in revenge. Almost three decades later, a group of British Sikhs saw an opportunity to take revenge against the military leader who masterminded the raid. These Sikhs demonstrating near Downing Street say the attack on K.S. Brar was justified.
I think it's right to attack K.S. Brar because he attacked Golden Temple and he killed thousands of people in India. He should be attacked wherever he is. He should not be attacked here, he should be attacked in India as well.
This man is a criminal. He's a criminal. He's a criminal. He's a criminal.
Southall in West London is home to one of the largest Sikh communities in the country. It's evident that while the pain of 1984 remains, some Sikhs are critical of the attack on the general. One man who did not want to be named told me that Lieutenant General Brar had a duty as a serving army officer to follow orders. He believes the Golden Temple should not have been used to shelter militants. Others, like Randeep Lal, believes that General Brar should be held to account.
I don't agree with revenge. My, you know, personal view would be that he should be brought to justice. Not by somebody on the street. He should be brought to justice through the right means and the right channels. He should be taken to court and held accountable for his part that he played within the role of attacking innocent people.
So there are still strong feelings amongst Sikhs about Operation Blue Star. Lord Indrajit Singh of Wimbledon believes the wounds can only heal if the Indian government opens an inquiry into the events of 1984.
It's only fair for the people of Punjab, particularly Sikhs, that there is an independent inquiry as to what happened and why it happened.
Some view Operation Blue Star as an issue that continues to drive the separatist movement outside India. In some Sikh temples, there are inscriptions dedicated to those killed. And Janel Singh Bindranwala, who was leader of the separatists held inside the Golden Temple, is revered as a martyr amongst some Sikhs, like Randeep Lal.
Son Janel Singh at the time was like a hero for us. You know, he wasn't, in our eyes, he wasn't propagating hate.
Each year, on the anniversary of the Golden Temple attack, tens of thousands of Sikhs march in London to remember the event. Proof that the legacy of what happened in 1984 is a lasting one for many.